Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall.
Welcome back, Richard. It's Saturday.
I'm glad you
January
started,
20th.
Because I always ask, what day is it?
I was anticipating your needs.
We'll explain that someday, why I need that prompt.
That's right. But we're recording a different show today than we thought we were going to be. Because
right.
we were hoping to be able to interview Dr. Andrew Lane from the University of Wolverhampton in the UK. But he had some he had a trip, and he was away, and then
we weren't able to
interview him to sort of get his perspective on some things as it relates to sports psychology, which is what we were talking about throughout the course of this week.
And we learned this just a few days ago
that
we weren't going to be able to interview him because he's traveling. I guess he's traveling. He's taking a summer holiday, actually.
Well, it's not summer.
Yes, it is. Where he's going.
He's going to New Zealand.
The Australian Open is being played this week, and the temperatures are over 100 in Australia.
Goodness.
And the court temperature reaches 130 degrees.
That's warm.
Fahrenheit.
That's warm.
Yeah. So he's taking a summer holiday.
Yeah,
if he's going to New Zealand.
Yeah, he's down in New Zealand. So
we're
still going to interview him because we really want to get his insight on pushing yourself and helping people learn ways to sort of move beyond discomfort and pain when you're training for something or when you're trying to build some new skills.
I really like his approach because most of us reach those plateaus and we sort of stay at that level. And he said, no, you have to go to the next level.
Right.
Don't be afraid of injury. Don't be afraid of pain. It's okay.
Right.
You know, you're going to experience some discomfort, but you have to keep working at it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of reaching a plateau.
Well, yes, but I began to say, I meant to interrupt. I really did mean to interrupt you. When we learned that he wouldn't be able to be on the program, We started to discuss other topics other things that we might be able to talk about today, and it suddenly dawned on us that we're halfway, well, more than halfway through January,
about three quarters,
and it got us to thinking about, I wonder what's happening with all those resolutions we talked about, because in December we talked about how to prepare correctly for your New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
And we spent almost 2 weeks talking about that.
Right.
And then it occurred to us that, hey, we're into December. I wonder how it's going with the resolutions.
Yeah.
And what did we discover?
We discovered some hiccups. Can we call them hiccups?
I'm having a hiccup.
You're having a hiccup.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about, we're just kind of doing a resolution goal checkup today.
That's our title, right?
Resolution
goal checkup.
That's right. We're just checking in, see how everybody's doing.
I'm getting very uncomfortable now.
Uh-huh. So do we want to talk about
the
goal specifically?
You can.
So you had a goal.
I had a goal.
You have a goal.
It's
still your goal.
I do.
Mm-hmm. You have a goal. And one of the ways that we were working towards accomplishing that goal is we were walking several days a week.
Right.
And we were making some decisions about eating
food and
all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, what was it last week?
We started
in November.
We started in November. So we did November and December.
Yeah.
Even though it was cold.
Right.
We soldiered through that.
Right.
And got into January. Yep. Still doing well.
Right. But last week, I think it was last week, you started having some swelling in your knee.
I just one day felt pain in my knee, didn't do anything to it.
Right.
And it suddenly got worse and worse, and I could barely walk for a couple of days. And so, I had no idea where that was coming from.
So 3:30 that morning,
right?
I'm getting ready to head to your house to start going for the walk, and I get the text from you that says, there's something wrong with my knee. I can't walk this morning.
I could barely walk.
Yeah. So I said, okay.
And you didn't just say okay.
Well, I did to you. But no. So so we didn't walk. And actually, we have not been able to walk since then because the swelling is just now going down and you're...
And it went away. As quickly as it appeared, it's now disappearing. Right. I didn't do anything.
Didn't change anything.
It just went away as mysteriously as it appeared.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it was.
Yeah. So...
But Andy Lane talks about that. He talks about those sorts of things.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we had this hiccup, and so we haven't walked together in about 2 weeks. And so
it'll be 2 weeks tomorrow.
So
2 weeks today.
Now, so if we were thinking about the new year, of the 3 weeks into the new year that we are right now, we missed 2/3 of the new year for our walking. Because this weekend is the 21st, and so that's 3 weeks into the new year. So we have to reorient, get everything back to where it's going.
Well, you know, you and I started in November.
In November, right.
I had surgery on my hips a year and a half ago, and I needed to really increase my exercise.
Right.
And so we decided to begin with walking. Mm-hmm. We did real well in November, December. I met with a cousin of mine in January. We're about the same age and dealing with the same kinds of issues. And we decided to sort of team up, help each other keep track. That was probably it was near the holidays, maybe the first week of January.
Yeah.
And he and I resolved that this was going to be the year that we were going to take care of it. We have both fallen, we have both become part of the... 92%.
Right. Yeah.
But both of us admit, I mean, we're communicating with each other daily, and we both admit that we're part of the 92% who fail. 8% succeed.
Right.
And by so I looked all this stuff up, and I found out that by January 15th, 71% have already failed.
Yeah.
By January 15th, well, it's January
20th. Well, this is going out the January
20th, right? Mm-hmm. So it's January 20th. So by January 15th, because when we were putting all this together, by January 15th, 71% have already lost their enthusiasm and aren't on track to achieving their goals.
Right. It's amazing.
And I'm part of that 71%.
You are.
At about that time.
Right.
So lo and behold.
Yeah.
So very sheepishly, I admit that I am part of the 71% instead of the 8% who succeed.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, on the other hand... well, first off, I'll say that yesterday was the first day that I didn't meet my workout goal for a day because it was cold, and I didn't get home until late.
It was cold by northern standards yesterday.
Right, and so I didn't get home until late, and there was just no way. I'm actually doing a 5K on Saturday morning.
Oh, that's right.
And I was like, you know what? I don't want to go out and risk...
Or risk
getting
injury
or anything like that when I have a run coming up. So, actually, the day that this goes out is the day that I have my run.
Today's the day,
so
right?
It was Thursday night that I didn't go. So I missed that day, but I've kept up with that. But the other goal that we talked about when we were talking about our New Year's resolutions was our professional goal of writing more and producing more. And we're on top of that one.
Is going okay.
We've posted a couple of articles through medium.com. We have, and
almost
just wait until next week. Next week is the big week because
that's right.
What was promised in December will be delivered in January. So by next week, part two of our parenting book will be out.
If I'm a student, K-12 student, I'm getting an F. Because I have completed 50%.
No, I would.
I
was your teacher, I would be much more gracious.
I've completed one of two.
Goals.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I had a health goal.
Yeah.
Okay. And I had a writing goal.
Right.
We're on track with the writing goal.
Mm-hmm.
Failing with the health goal.
Well, let's say you got a 33% on the fitness goal or the exercise goal. Because you did one of the 3 weeks that we've had so far this month. So you got a 33%. So, you know, if you have the 50% from the writing and 33%, you're...
Okay, so if I achieved one of two, that's 50%.
Uh-huh.
So that's an F.
Okay.
But if I'm a baseball player, I'm batting 500.
You're batting 500, and you are in the big leagues.
I'm getting a huge multi-million-dollar bonus because I'm batting 500.
That's right.
So depending on, it's all a matter of perspective. I have to get back on track, and I do. I am guilty. I made the very mistakes that we advised everybody not to make back in December when we were talking about resolutions.
Right.
And so now I need to get back on track. So if you also have fallen, if you're behind,
mm-hmm.
If you're falling behind, if you're losing your enthusiasm, we really want to talk to you today because it's happening to 71% of us.
Right.
So
right.
3 out of 4 are falling off.
Absolutely.
So let's get back on.
Yeah.
Okay, we have 350 some days to go.
Oh, yeah. Right?
So there's plenty of time left.
Yeah.
Let's get back on. And so we want to talk today about how you can get back on track to achieve those goals that you set.
Absolutely. And to do that, we're gonna pull some stuff from a blog post mm-hmm. from a website called The One Thing.
Right.
And in this, he writes about just that, how to get back on track with your New Year's resolution goals. Mm-hmm. And he offers some pretty good...
It's sound advice, and it's easy to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're not the only ones to whom this has happened.
Right.
And so this is really good advice. It's what I'm going to do starting today to get back on.
Right. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about, and this is where that 71% that you were talking about,
right.
this comes from, is that by January 15th, 71% have already fallen off the wagon,
right.
so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So just a few strategies. The first thing is that you may be one who, as you were doing your resolutions, you had a list of 4 or 5 things that you wanted to do. And so, again, by now, maybe you have, maybe you're not quite batting 500. Maybe you're at 20% or less.
And that's exactly the mistake that I made because mm-hmm. we were walking.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to reduce my waist size.
Right.
I wanted to reduce my weight,
right.
My mat body mass.
Right.
I wanted to change some foods that I was eating, some times that I was eating.
Right.
I eat more at night than I should, like mm-hmm. many of us. And so all of a sudden, I realized that I had 5 things going and I really
right.
wasn't doing any of them very well.
Right.
Okay. So
right.
I made that mistake.
So his strategy is to narrow it down just to one.
Right.
Just focus mm-hmm. on one thing for now.
Right.
All right. So for you, it may be what you're eating, or it may be our walks in the morning,
right.
or it may be, you know, any one of those things, mm-hmm. but just pick one of those to focus on for right now.
Right, right.
And to as a way to get back on track and get the things rolling again.
And I have to make that decision this weekend because I'm not sure which one I want to change. I'm not sure that I can keep up with the walking. I'm a little bit afraid to do that. So I'm thinking my son and I might join a gym,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if we join together, we mm-hmm. keep each other on track. I might join a gym. I might change some eating,
mm-hmm.
but I do have to choose, and I'm going to do that this weekend. I'm going to choose one thing to
right.
work on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just choose one.
Right.
The second thing he talks about is sometimes easier said than done,
mm-hmm.
but is to strengthen your willpower.
Right.
That's tough sometimes, let's be honest.
And he says that one of the mistakes we make is that we rely on willpower rather than a plan.
Right.
Okay. And that
exactly.
makes, because that's what I was doing. That, and
mm-hmm.
I made that mistake. And I knew I shouldn't have, but
mm-hmm.
I did. You can't just rely on willpower.
Well,
you've got to have a plan.
And I think that the other part to that is, because what we tried to build into it was that we were doing walking together.
Right.
The problem was that I wasn't able, because the problem was physical, because the problem mm-hmm. was with your knee.
Right.
Me being there or any type of motivation that I mm-hmm. could provide wasn't sufficient because you were in discomfort and you couldn't.
It wasn't a matter of getting me out of bed or waking me up or making sure I showed up.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was there for that piece, but as you said, you had five other goals,
right,
or four other goals, and I wasn't a part of those because I'm not there with you in the evenings for what you eat or those decisions. So, when you try to rely on willpower for some of those things, you know, it's really tough when you're faced with life.
And you know, he makes another good point that willpower is a finite, finite thing. It's like inhibition.
Right.
You know, we've talked about that on podcasts, that you have an allotment of inhibition every day.
Right.
And it's easy to be on a diet. It's easy to it's easy to do that early in the day. But as the day wears on, you use up that daily allotment of inhibition.
Right.
He says you use up your daily allotment of willpower, and you have much less willpower at night than you do in the morning,
absolutely,
which is absolutely true.
Right.
I have all the willpower in the morning that I need.
Yeah.
But when I get tired and I've used up that daily allotment, it's more difficult.
Absolutely.
And he's true. So he said that's why he said you can't just rely on willpower.
Right.
It's not going to be sufficient.
Right.
But here's some ways to strengthen your willpower.
Right. And so focusing on small improvements.
Right.
You know, just focus on little things. Remember we talked about focus on the smaller number.
That's right.
You know, you don't want to focus on the 20 pounds that you want to lose. You want to focus on, you know, the one lap that you want to walk around the neighborhood.
No, that's absolutely true.
Focus on the smaller number.
Right.
So making those small improvements.
Right.
You talked about giving yourself time off to recover. That's what I saw that I was doing last night. Is I didn't want to push too far because then if there is an injury or something, then I'm going to lose more time.
Right.
So I took last night off because of the weather and because of the upcoming run. The third thing is to envision your success. And I really like that. We talked about visualization this past week. And I think that envisioning your success, thinking about and anticipating success in the future, what you're looking towards.
Right.
I think the better that you can envision that, the stronger your mental image is of what you're looking to accomplish, the better.
And if you keep that in mind, you know, one of the mistakes we make is that we forget about our goals and that puts us on that slippery slope to revert to what we were doing, to the old habits.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the last thing he talks about for strengthening willpower is another one I really like, and that's to keep your stress in check.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, there is an admitted fine line between determination and stress. And what I mean by that is that if what we were doing, we were walking three times a week. Now, we can create a determination, or we can have determination to walk three times a week, and we can build that into our schedule and our structure for our week and everything, and we can follow that. But if those activities turn into a stressor, if you become overwhelmed because no, I can't do this that I really need to do because I have to do this, now that is creating stress.
Right.
And you have to keep that in check. You have to be able to balance. You know, I talk to a lot of patients about that when they ask, you know, how often should I come in for a session? And I tend to leave that up to the patient.
Yeah.
Because if coming to a session creates stress because it's time off work or time out of school or financial issues or anything like that, if coming to see me becomes an additional stressor, well, the work we're going to do is going to be much more difficult to be successful with, but two, it's not sustainable.
Right.
You can't continue it if it's a stressor.
Right, that's right.
So you have to keep that in check.
That happened to me with physical therapy. I was supposed to do physical
therapy,
but they wanted me to do it 3 days a week. I just couldn't do it.
Right.
I mean, it would have overwhelmed my entire week.
Well, the time, the financial obligation to it, the physical impact of it,
so I just finally had to say I just can't do this often, so I had to make some changes in it.
So those are some things to help strengthen your willpower, though again, you don't want to just rely on willpower. You want to diversify.
That's right.
Your strategies.
Right. You need to have a plan. I mean, one of the mistakes that I made is that I was relying on willpower because I was so motivated in January. You know, this was all fresh and really so highly motivated, but it wasn't sufficient. You can't sustain it with willpower alone. And the mistake I made is that I didn't have a plan.
Right.
I didn't have the foods that I needed. I didn't have the schedule that I needed. And not making that plan, eventually it fell apart because willpower wasn't enough, especially when I was tired.
Right. And I think you and I and a lot of people fall into the basket of folks who struggle too, because if you have some of these goals, but others in the house don't have those goals,
right,
then that means that there's, I hate using the word temptation,
mm-hmm.
but there are
but it is.
Tempting things there because, you know, you're trying to eat healthy, but if everybody else is eating cakes and pies and all that kind of stuff, and it's really difficult when that stuff is around, and it requires so much willpower.
That's right. If all that stuff continues to be brought into the house. If I was alone, this would be much easier because I would have only certain foods in the house.
Because you could control more.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, that's a way to overcome willpower, to strengthen willpower or to sort of subsidize willpower is through exerting control.
That's right.
It's just that when we have families, we can't always exert that much control.
That's right. If I have a weakness, ice cream or chocolate or any what baked goods or whatever it might be, if they're not in the house, I'm not gonna get dressed and go out at 8:30 at night to get one.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you did, that would be a different problem that we'd be dealing with.
That's true. That comes under a different category of problems. But you don't. You're not gonna go out and get something.
Right.
Okay. But if it's there, if all you have to do is get off the sofa and go into the kitchen,
yeah,
then you'll do it.
Yeah.
Right. So this is about strengthening your willpower.
Right.
Okay. The next one is another mistake that I made.
Right. You got to plot out your path to success.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you have to have clear intermediate goals.
That's right.
The way that I think of it. You know, you have, if you're going on a trip from Central Florida to California, along the way, you're going to look at the path you're going to drive, and you're going to say, okay, we'll probably stop around here. We're going to stop around here, and let's hit this place on our way through. You're going to have these benchmarks that you've got to hit on that long drive. I don't know why I said California.
Well, and you and I did that. We decided we would Monday, Wednesday, Friday at this time, and we stuck to it.
Right.
And once we got into the habit, it just became part of our routine.
Right.
Now I'm out of that routine.
Well, but again, if we're using you as the example, the other problem with that is that we had that arranged for the walking part.
Right. I didn't.
The physical injury was what stopped that.
Right.
I call it an injury. We don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it
wasn't
really an injury. Yeah. I don't know what it was. But for the other things,
right,
it was more difficult to have such a clear plan.
I didn't make as clear a plan for those, and that was my downfall. And I'm sure that's the downfall for most people. Most of the 71%, is you don't have a specific plan, to follow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's what you have to do. You have to get back on your plan.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And he offers at his website. You know, we're not affiliated, of course, with this website, The One Thing, or anything like that. But he has. He talks about some resources that they have available on their website.
He has some worksheets that you can use to help track these things. You can use his or you can develop your own.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then the last thing that he talks about here is to use the domino effect to your advantage. Now, of course, the domino effect is that as one thing falls apart, the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, everything starts falling apart. Yours was another good example of this.
Absolutely.
So we got to where we couldn't walk. Mm-hmm. And when that domino fell, it kind of knocked down the other dominoes as well.
That's right. Because I didn't have a good plan for them, it was easy to knock those over.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So to use it to your advantage, it's almost sort of the reverse. And so the one domino that you knock down is that one small accomplishment.
Right.
You know,
that's right.
For us to get back to walking again or to join the gym that you and your son were talking about with your son. That one small accomplishment gets you to that
That's right.
First domino to fall, and then now I'm doing this, so I if I want this to be effective, I better start eating better. Then I got to make this decision and that decision and go
and
on.
That's right. That's what I need to do now. So, but I need to get a starting point. Right. That's what I'm going to be doing this weekend.
Right.
Where's that? I'm going to be looking for that domino, and I'm going to be looking for the small number.
Right.
The smallest number.
Right. He talks about the focusing question.
Yeah. Right.
And it's all about, as he says, minimizing effort while maximizing results.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
Right.
If you can find that thing. I don't know that you can always find something that requires minimal effort, but mm-hmm. maximum
right.
result. That's doesn't always happen.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. especially when you're talking about getting fit or working to, you know,
it's so hard.
Your physical health.
Mm-hmm.
But
I understand now why people struggle with exercise, because
yeah.
it is hard to get started. If you haven't
yeah.
exercised for years,
mm-hmm.
you know, there are people who haven't really exercised for
yeah.
15 or 20 years.
Absolutely.
It is really hard. We acknowledge that. This is really hard to do.
Yeah.
But if you start small, mm-hmm. make these little accomplishments,
right.
That's really the most effective way to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So so look for the little smaller number.
Right.
You know, and get help. Recruit support for the different aspects
right.
of your goal.
Find somebody you're not afraid to admit how much you weigh or what your waist size
right.
is or how much you want to lose. We all have at least one person we can
mm-hmm.
confide in.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Yeah, I'm so proud of my daughter. She has been the person that goes, because we would walk in the morning and
mm-hmm.
then I would often walk or jog or something in the evening. And my daughter has decided that she wants to get back into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she and I have been going in the evenings.
Yeah, because she was going for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she started going with me in the evenings. And,
good.
And she, you know, in just the couple of weeks that we've been doing
mm-hmm.
it, she's, you know, been very happy with what's been changes she's seen for herself and everything.
Excuse me.
Did you sneeze?
The guy wrecked his throat the other day. Did you read that?
No.
He blocked a sneeze.
Uh-huh.
Blew up his throat. Be careful. Go ahead and sneeze.
I don't mean to laugh.
Yeah,
but it's, how does that happen? I didn't see that.
What?
Sneeze? Yeah, that he blew up.
Yeah, he ruptured his throat because he stifled the sneeze.
Oh my gosh!
And he ruptured his throat.
I've heard of people hurting their back. I worked with a guy years ago who held a sneeze like that and throughout his back, did something.
A back muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy wrecked his
throat. When I sneeze, I just let it go.
I heard somebody sneeze the other day, and I thought everybody within 50 miles is going to get whatever that person had.
You know?
That was a broadcast
sneeze. Got to get it out.
Jeez.
So
excuse me. I apologize for that. For that.
Yeah. So get back on track. You know,
yeah.
it just because you stumbled doesn't mean you can't get back on track.
That's right. I should have known better, and I made all these mistakes. So don't be discouraged. We have 300 and I have to do the math.
17
days. Right. So we have 345 days to go.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Because
yeah.
it's the 20th.
Yeah.
So we have 345 days to go. No excuses. Let's get back on track.
Yep.
I'm going to do it. Please hold me accountable. Then remind me periodically to talk about this. And I will try to remember to keep track. Remember
yeah.
we talked about Jackie Gleason one time?
Yeah.
That he got on stage on national TV with a scale
mm-hmm.
and would weigh himself every Saturday night. That took some courage. I will be honest with you and hopefully we'll keep track. But yes, hold me accountable.
I will.
You will. Rest assured.
All right, that's it for today. Next week, our focus for our podcast next week
right.
is going to be all about attention, parent-child relationships, because...
And why is it going to be about attention?
Because part two of our book is coming out
right.
next week.
That was one of our resolutions.
That's right. We will be we'll be talking more about that on our shows next week, but all week long we're going to be talking about it. We're going to run some special things so that
right.
you can get your copy even ahead of time, hopefully.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be talking about that on Monday. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned for next week
because this will be exciting.
Right, and more to come on that book because we'll be working on section three.
We'll be working on part three, mm-hmm. and then.
And some other things are going to be coming.
We got a new book. We got a new book idea also. So another book idea.
I mentioned that to that woman. I told you this morning that I talked to that woman. She's very excited about that book, and they would like to have it with their the parents they work with in their program. She said we were looking for something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she was very excited.
We'll share more about that.
Yeah, more about that later.
I'm going to start writing the first draft, hopefully on Monday.
Right.
It'll be exciting.
But use this weekend to get back on track.
Yes.
Right? It's time to renew those resolutions.
Okay? Absolutely.
Get out of the 71% and back on track. We'll do it together.
Absolutely. So. All right. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We'd be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.